This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Renee Montaigne is away this week. Today, the White House hosts what it calls a forum on health reform. And the preparations were underway when the presidential spokesman had a briefing yesterday. A reporter asked Robert Gibbs if the White House was consulting Hillary Clinton, who led a failed effort to change the health system when she was first lady in the 1990s.
Well, has there been any input from the person who led this last effort?
C. Mara Liasson.
C. Mara Liasson, he said, referring to the NPR correspondent who covered the White House then and covers it now. She's tracking the renewal of a war between powerful business and political interests that began 15 years ago.
In 1994, a Democratic president with a Democratic majority in Congress laid down a challenge in his State of the Union address.
If you send me legislation that does not guarantee every American private health insurance that can never be taken away, you will force me to take this pen, veto the legislation, and we'll come right back here and start all over again.
We all know how that turned out. President Clinton never had to veto a health care bill because Congress never sent him one. The Clintons' health care reform effort failed. But, says one of the veterans of that fight, 15 years later, everything has changed.
The environment is much different. It's different economically. It's different politically.
That's Chip Kahn, the president of the Federation of American Hospitals. Economically, health care costs are growing too fast. Politically, there's now a new Democratic majority, returned to power after 12 years in the wilderness with much more party discipline than the Democrats Bill Clinton worked with. And this time, the interest groups, or stakeholders as they're called today, have a different approach. Take Chip Kahn. In 1993, he ran a health insurance trade association that sponsored the famous Harry and Louise ads attacking the Clinton plan. Today, he'll be at the White House summit. So will Karen Ignani. She runs another health insurance group that was in a very different place politically in the 90s.
We opposed the plan that was introduced 15 years ago, and we did so because we were very concerned about the role of government in that plan.
Today, Ignani's group wants to help craft, not kill, a health reform bill.
Now we have a very different position, and the position our board has taken is that we were not going to once again be in a defensive position reacting to other ideas.
The new Democratic president is also taking a different approach. President Obama is selling his health care overhaul as a fiscal imperative, not just a moral imperative.
The crushing costs of health care causes a bankruptcy in America every 30 seconds. And by the end of this year, it could cause 1.5 million Americans to lose their homes. It's a crisis punishing families, battering businesses, squeezing our states, and increasingly imperiling our own budget.
In addition to putting cost control before expanding coverage, the White House has learned other lessons from the failed effort of the 1990s. Rahm Emanuel was a Clinton White House aide back then. Now he's President Obama's chief of staff. In an interview yesterday, Emanuel said this White House is trying something new.
We're starting from a different point of kind of a summit, all everybody at the starting gate together, rather than you get to participate at the back end. That is one takeaway. The second takeaway is a more open process. We're doing a very public forum versus, you know, a working group that was more, I would say, private, not secretive.
This White House is not demonizing the health insurance industry. And instead of sending a 1,342-page bill to Capitol Hill, the way First Lady Hillary Clinton did in 1993, it's sketched out a minimalist plan, and it's letting Congress take the lead. Chip Kahn thinks that's a smart idea.
If you have hundreds and hundreds of members of Congress and the Senate defending an issue because they were the ones that wrote the proposal, that's really different than 93-94, where some people in Congress just left the administration out to dry because they weren't happy with the way they were engaged when the administration developed their proposal.
But as soon as the discussion turns from the problem to a specific proposal, there will be big contentious issues to resolve. Should there be a mandate? How will it be enforced? Will there be a public plan competing with private insurers? There's plenty to argue over. But the insurance industry's Karen Ignani says, at least for now, they're not manning the barricades.
We're not arguing for the status quo. We're comfortable with much more regulation. And we're really working with members of Congress on both sides of the aisle to try to construct proposals that will work.
Even the White House is careful to say it's open to any ideas that meet its goals of controlling costs, improving quality, and expanding access. Even a John McCain idea that Mr. Obama attacked during the campaign, reducing or eliminating the tax break for employer-sponsored health coverage. It's a sign that all the players are, at least for the moment, trying to see how long they can stay at the table together. Mara Liasson, NPR News, Washington.